Blog Talk Radio.
A nation of business, and to bring us together, there is the airline of business. Throughout the U.S. and 13 foreign lands, the airline trusted by business travelers for a half century and more. United Airlines, rededicated to giving you the service you deserve. Come fly the friendly sky.
And welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a product of the Dana Network. This is your Honeybee Files, and I'm your man, the myth, the legend, Honeybee Olad Ski. And of course, you know it's out of Lagos tonight, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight, I have the privilege again to have another outstanding spotlight. This man is well-known across the country and around the world, an award-winning spoken word artist. This man is legendary in internet radio annals, and we're happy to have him tonight. So without further ado, we bring on Mr. Moody Black out of South Carolina, and also an O&E intern as well. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm fantastic, man. I'm honored to be here. My brother, how are you?
I'm good, man. You know, this is a wonderful time to be able to spotlight great poetry. You know, at O&E, this, we call this, and everyone else calls it poetry here. And you did an outstanding job in your first intern show. And now it's all about your spotlight tonight. So, of course, we're going to give you a chance to introduce yourself. And right after that introduction, we're going to go into our testaments. Now, listen here, guys. These are 6 uninterrupted, no interruptions at all in its prowess. This gentleman's going to do 6 testaments of his life and story and spoken word, and then I'll be playing music, of course, to accompany that. So we go into the introduction. Tell the people around the world, Moody, who you are before we go into our first testament tonight.
All right, greetings, y'all, from upstate of South Carolina. For those who do not know me, I am Moody Black. I am a visual artist. I'm a spoken word artist. I'm a hip-hop artist, a teaching artist. I cut your grass good. You give me a lawnmower. I'm just anything I put my hands on, I'm going to excel in it. Don't ask me to sing, though, because I can't sing. I'll probably scare you away. But I just love being involved in the arts, award-winning host, award-winning poet, award-winning hip-hop artist. And I just love expressing myself through those outlets. And that's pretty much a nutshell who I am. We can get some other stuff later, but just to know who I am, I'm an artist of all sorts. And a comedian, man. I love to tell jokes.
That's wonderful, man. You're well-rounded. And now we get to, and we always say, down on business. The first testament tonight will be from Moody Black right here on these Honeybee Files. The mic is yours.
All right, so may I start with an affirmation? I want to start with a piece of affirmation. I want to start out with something positive to the listeners to start our new year in the right positive. And so this is something I'm telling myself, and this is my testimony of what I've allowed myself to go through and to what I want to start for the new beginnings of my life. And I want to start making sure I'm saying something positive to myself every single day. So this is my affirmation. Myself and for those who are listening. Love yourself. Be somewhere over the rainbow, beautiful, burst into the atmosphere, fly fearless. Fasten your faith, buckle up with your purpose, and jet propel to excel to another level of loving yourself. So every morning, when you get up, be a sunrise overcoming your darkest fears. Look in your mirror and tell yourself how great you is despite your flaws and tell yourself, I love you, 3 times a day, each time in a different language. Love yourself through the thick and thin. Love yourself thick or thin, even when it seems like you're losing. Tell yourself you're going to win no matter what you got going on. Be you. Be authentic. Because everybody else is already who they are, so just be you and love yourself, even when you fall, be an autumn leaf, remembering the summer solstice in your soul. And when times get really hot, be a bonfire, melting the winter of your worries, then dance like it's no tomorrow. And hey, if you can't dance, dance anyway, because love is a rhythm that moves us. And everybody got a 2-step, but just take the first step and love yourself no matter where you are in your life. Good or bad, if you fall 7 times, get up 8. It's never too late to stand straight with love in your left hand and a fist filled with dreams in your right. And put yourself in the right position to pursue your purpose and love yourself. And that's that peace.
You know, I've been loving you too long.
This evening is actually my first cousin, and I'm always proud to play him, the outstanding Calvin Richardson. Yeah, runs in the family, this talent. And of course, we are broadcasting live out of Lagos. 516-453-9133, or just press 1 to join the conversation and brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. And now our second testament from Moody Black. The mic is yours.
Man, thank y'all again. As artists, it seems that we have a responsibility. We have to share our pain or our joy, because always somebody listening tend to rep our pain and our burdens around our soul, and we have to really get it out some kind of way. And just for me, I've been doing a lot of reflecting in my life, analyzing things, and well, see, I want to be perfect. Not just excellent, but perfect. Because perfection is not just about control, but also about letting go. Doing things just right to surprise the audience. Transcendence, the oranges, blues, and violets that take their place in the sky like a gospel mass choir when they harmonize hallelujahs as sunsets and sunrises, organizing at the right time, creating the right sentiment. See, I want to be perfect because perfection requires dedication, commitment. We don't stop till it feels right. We don't stop till it feels right. We don't stop till it feels right. When you make enough mistakes to all the wrongs equals a right. Like negative one times negative one makes one a positive number. Not sure why, but I'm positive that with all the bad things I created for myself, something positive has to happen, because I've been arrested several times for minor charges going to something major, like losing my job, like being behind on my bills, been driving dirty for so long, I forgot what it feels like to be clean. I done created several families only to destroy them, and I was never what my parents wanted me to be. As a grown man, I could still see the disappointment in their eyes. And no, I never finished college, because every time I went was because my job wanted me to, or my mom wanted me to, and I left each time broker than I was when I got there. I can easily point fingers, but only bad workers blame their tools. See, this is where brilliance becomes a burden, and doing your best don't cut it, because you're only as good as the world allows us to be. And I just want to be perfect. To be perfect, to be enlightened. In order to see the light, you have to be free. And light only exists in darkness. I guess you have to be in the dark to be perfect. Like the ballerina behind the curtain that's rehearsed for hundreds of hours, frozen like a mannequin in Macy's, making sure the sentiment is just right. Make sure the mind is clear of last night's fight with lover, this morning's argument with mother of time wasted with this dancing thing, how father is farther than arms reach to catch the tears that slice your cheek like razors that French kissed your wrist earlier this month. With all the productions you were turned down from because producers didn't feel the pride in what you produced, but they don't know of your broken toes, bruised ankles, and broken soul, but for this show you maintain control. Like poets with more problem than pens can print. But you breathe, you find peace. Dalai Lama, your dilemma, so when the curtains open, you let go. You transcend. You make sure your performance is flawless. Surprise the audience with blind brilliance, because they won't judge you on what you've been through. Only on what you're doing. On your performance. Your beautiful display of your craft. So to all of you, position your head high enough. Bury your past pain so deep that the devil uses them for Christmas ornaments. Organize your happy thoughts and place them in the viewfinder of your dreams. So with every click, 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 you're reminded of your transcendence. Make a positive out of all your negatives. Coordinate your confidence. Make sure it feels right at the right time. Smile and be perfect.
She's got the love.
Oh,
Wonderful. And now, the third testament of tonight from my man, Moody Black. Again, the mic is yours.
It was rough in the holidays for me. I already have issues just dealing with how crazy we get during the holidays. So people don't know that I've lost a lot of people close to me during this time. And I had a cousin who I was really close to for a long time who was murdered. And his birthday is always the first part of December. And I wrote this piece, this remembering him. I do not know whether I was the man dreaming I was a butterfly, or whether I am now a butterfly dreaming I am a man. Chung Si, Chinese philosopher. Butterfly is a Greek word for soul. When I was little, even now, I always thought butterflies were beautiful. The fact that each butterfly is adorned with different colors, wings bright as yellow, captured on silk to almost midnight caught on satin, flapping like grandma's quilt on clotheslines, cautious but carefree. And how they would fly in a zigzag but graceful way, always standing out, but that somehow makes it easy for predators. And on the playground, there's always one kid who finds it fascinating to rip wings off of a butterfly. Butterflies. It's like we are butterflies, beautiful with different colors, spread our wings of being magnificent, longing to be free, but you always find someone on this playground called Earth to rip the wings off us butterflies. More time often will it clack in our existence. Many of us butterflies make attempts to fly to escape, zigzagging to dodge bullets. We become Hussein Bolts for our lives and in a lifetime. Most butterflies flap their wings 5 to 12 times a second. The average bullet travels at 2,500 feet per second, around 1,700 miles per hour. Sometimes we don't fly fast enough because more than 12,000 murders every year from gun violence. That means it's about 33 people a day murdered by a gun. That's almost 2 people per hour, daughters and sons. Some will never get old to have daughters and sons. These murderers will cocoon their beauty because a butterfly without wings is a caterpillar with freedom. And the dreams ripped. Why do we kill these butterflies? So why do we allow our souls to die? Too many loved ones are left to cry because that's all we have left is this ripped sun and satin torn midnight that can never flap freedom again. What would the world be without our butterflies? Maybe desolate, maybe abandoned, maybe without color. Gun violence for butterfly affect our future. Each rip of our wings is a ripple. It will pass part of simple our potential. We must protect our people. Watch those persons in the playground. Answer the point pistols. I mean, pull off wings. Be ready to fly. Be ready to soar. You live, you monarch. You zebra swallowtail. You purple emperor. Watch for those with intent to kill and their smile. Fingers weak of pulling things. So you better fly. You flee. Flap the sin of the day. Flap the sin of the day. You run. You dodge those bullets. Fly. See? see another day. And that's that piece.
Trade what I had with you for nothing in the world. And it changed, things changed. I got a little money, bought me a car. Bought that big house, you been loving. Next thing you know, I'm sexing your friend. But if it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things, it caused my life to change.
Call radio,
my session, cause I don't wanna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more.
Promise myself I won't do this no more.
So sad, I don't wanna sing no more. No more.
You don't have to cook and clean, use your time and do. Got a made for that, a big bank account. My face at the news thing. They say it's no music days are thrown away. I had nothing to say, cause you know the deal.
Come and say,
tell your shit ain't real. Money make people change, do them stupid things, and call our life to change.
Call radio, all record shows. Tell them to stop my record.
Can't cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
I don't wanna sing no more.
Yeah,
I'm on
my step, I won't do it no more.
So sad,
it ain't worth it, girl.
I don't wanna sing no more. No more.
Yeah. All I ever wanted to do was make mama happy. Then you came along. And it took a little more to make you smile. Took a little more to please the crowd. And then let me explain this to you, girl. Nothing has mattered to me in this world. But it's gonna make me change, make me do stupid things. It caused my life to change. Can't cancel my session, cause I ain't gonna sing no more.
I hear you, first cousin. It's going to cause you to lose your relationship. The man said he don't want to sing no more. Come on now, Lagos. 516-453-9133. We're going to do is press 1 to join the conversation. This is the Honeybee Files, your man, the myth, the legend, old lad Ski. One turntable is 1 and 2 for you and you, and especially you. And now our fourth testament from this legend of internet, legend of spoken word, Moody Black, the mic is yours.
Man, I realize that I'm a lot of things, and perfect is not one. But one thing I know about me that I know is standard to be true no matter what I go through, that I love my melanin. And throughout my imperfections, I love Nubian, Black, African-American, African descent, whatever you want to call it, and we engulf everything. We're beautiful people, and somehow society and the media and ignorant people have us convinced that being pro who you are is anti something else. Nah, I love being who I am. I love it, and you should too, and we engulf all of it. We are everything. is crossing state lines of emancipation. It is midnight sky filled with Jim Crows. It is by any means necessary to have a dream. It is looking for God and liberation. It is revival, 10 hallelujahs. It is Miss Ann loaning some sugar in a cup. It is having the right, having the rent right before eviction. It is accepting the kinks and coils of hair roots. It is black power fists in the air. A whole bunch of black power fists in the air. It is graduation from Ivy League College, graduation from HBCU. It is grandma seeing you graduate. Peaceful protest for results. It is incense and shea butter. It is wearing dashiki while watching Marvel's Black Panther movie. It is pretending Wakanda is real. It is making Wakanda real. It is being Hotep. It is being Christian. It is being Muslim. It is being 5%. It is being agnostic. It is being without judgment. It is finally being considered human. It is being a human, a womb man. It is woke. It is wisdom. It is being free. It is hood. It is project. It is suburbs. It is the country. It is talking like you at a job interview. It is talking like you hanging with the homies. It is being at home no matter where you at. It is recognizing your roots. It is respecting the tree. It is fighting to protect the tree. It's the same tree that bore strange fruits. It is why we are mad. It's why we fight. It is fighting to be free. It is being mad for being enslaved. It is being mad and doing something about it. It's being mad with the plan. It is not letting your anger mess up the plan. It is educating the uneducated. It's proper educating. Education is feeding our children. It's also feeding our children. It is free breakfast program. It is self-defense. Funny that it's Black Panther before the movie. It is wearing our dashiki like we were in Oakland. It is like we're marching in Selma. It is making fair and just laws so we never have to march in Selma. It is the government telling the truth. It is everyone who's trying to make America great again accepting the truth. It is truth. It is we are free. It is we are stolen. It is we are whipped, beaten, and murdered. It is escape. It is being fooled that we are free. It is Jim Crow laws. It is civil rights. It's not that long ago. It is we got a ways to go. It is hope. It's we got to use what we got. It is we are all we got. It is everything, and I mean everything, us. And that's the piece.
Drive a Hyundai, you have a Mercedes. You're so cold, girl. I'm gonna make you hot. But when we come together, we always hit them spots. Yeah. New York, hanging on the avenue. North Carolina, swinging it blue. When we're on the West Coast at the W Hotel, it be going down in the room. Oh yeah, party in my room every night. Oh yeah, I'm gonna call some fellas. You call your girls. We party like we're in Chicago. One, two. I love you like a stepping-yo, cause you are
just what I want, you just what you need me. The talk in the streets, lady, baby, we can be America's most wanted. You're a top model, baby, blonde, rolling on the A-list, so real. All I got is you, it's you and me.
We be walking down the street, everybody wanna know how you got your skin in. They be approaching, they want your autograph. You say yes, babe, ain't never stressed, babe. And then you step out on the block like a runway show. You're always ready, don't need to say go. That's how I know you are
just what I want,
yeah, you
just what you need me. The talk in the streets, lady, baby, we.
Yeah.
just what I want you, just what you need me, the talk of the sweet lady. Baby, we can be
Go first, cuz. And now, the fifth testament of the night by Mr. Moody Black. The mic is yours.
Got to do a little love. Life has to have balance. Have some love. I've been waiting for this moment to tell you. I've been rehearsing my lines like a poet preparing to perform. So here I am presenting you with your favorite dish, candlelit bliss, as we exchange eye gazes and I'm gulping anxiety with bumps in my throat. Brain cells turning rope, heart scream of the hope of jumping in like double touch. So I can say those eight letters that transform into three words. I love you. Whew, there I said it. I can't explain how you made me feel. I want to pour this wine of words that I manufactured in my heart, because when I start to think about you, my heart flutters like butterfly wings fresh out of the chrysalis. Trying to kiss with this, get with this, bliss with this angel. Heaven knows how much I want to tame my tongue and use the freedom my soul gave it so I can say I love you like, let me count the ways. With the million rose petals that reappear every time I pluck them like guitar strings, pluck my rib till I eve you, feed me forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge that I know I never leave you. I want to breathe you like your parents named you oxygen. Exhale, I love you to every time the wind blows. You know like it's tattooed on your every thought. You know like it's written in every notebook, every tree sacrificed its soul for poets to write about soulful unions. Now that we stand, together we fall on faith to unleash the ultimate catchphrase of lifetime. Love you. And I want you to understand how deep this is, deeper than any poem I ever wrote, deeper than the throat of the ocean. Swallow this down. So I say I love you. You know that there's someone out there that's meant for you.
Hey love, I got you on my mind. I realize now more than ever how much I want you, and I need you.
I know all you poets are waiting to come on to join in with this Honeybee Thoughts tonight. Live from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Tell a friend. Tell them to call in right now. And then press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Them Boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, the moment that you've all been waiting for, the final testament from the world-renowned poet and family member of Oni Dynasty, Moody Black. The mic is yours.
So, as poets and artists, we have a lot of pain, especially when you go to a lot of slams, open mics, you hear a lot of heart-wrenching poems, and that's cool. I believe you got to laugh. We often laugh in our human experience, but we don't write about it. And as a teaching artist, I challenge myself to not only make a lighthearted poem, but to use a lot of poetic devices that I often teach the community and students, everybody, and put it all in one poem. So here we go. So one day, I was hanging out in the hood, right, you know, on Writer's Block. Ran into my homie Imagery. He told me to be careful out here on these sheets. There are dark places, pitch black with the stench of fear, harsh words that weigh heavy like a weight on your soul. Folk will poetry slam you out here. Score your poem lower than what it deserves. But I've been heard about those score creeps, so I stay ready. But I was like, nah, bro. He was like, nah. They be looking for a sacrificial poet. Told me about a wordsmith a long time ago, went overtime with his stanzas. Had too many rhyme schemes. And that's when the judge threw the checkbook at him. To this day, he's still living with that time penalty. He kept saying, it's rough out here in these sheets. I just felt like imagery had some internal rhyme issues. So I went on down to Illusion Avenue. Folk knew I was new to the scene. I guess the blank verse on my face was my Achilles heel. Ran into alliteration. He got to talking about the same thing, using the same letter, you know, say, hey, bruh, boys don't belong here. Better be gone before these proverbial beasts give you a beat down. So I dipped out. But the further I walked, I started seeing folk pull out their poetic devices. So I paused. Cesare. Didn't want to make the wrong moves, etc. Then I noticed there was one couplet just staring at me, trigger fingers on the iambic pentameter. Out of nowhere, it seemed like it was a whole army of hyperbole. They had sawed off similes, looked long like a giraffe leg. It seemed like it was about to jump off everybody in their figurative language feelings. I felt vulnerable. I was on their literary terms, but Haku jumped out and accidentally bumped into irony. In irony, he didn't like Haku because he's always short with him. So a gang of puns started stressing Haku's syllables. Haku in the corner started yelling, y'all don't want problems. We can step outside right now. Easy Bake Oven. He didn't make no sense sounding all traditional. But Paradox screamed, he ain't no gangster. He nothing but a tanker. And he ain't never popped nothing. He ain't never banged. He ain't no onomatopoeia. That's when Metaphor had enough because he be cup running over. He be gas tank full of bull sibilants. He stood up. He yelled out to his squad, allegories. Mount up. We about to whoop his assonance, but Haku used the poetic foot and ran several meters. He didn't want no smoke. He just refrained, always in the mix, always repeating the same thing, but it didn't matter because he started busting. Quatrains with a ballot of bullet points. It was a personification of pain. And I was like, that's enough. Why is it always a war with words? Use your poetic devices for good. We should feel safe out here in these sheets. Can we all just get along? Can't y'all see that it takes a villanelle to raise a conundrum? So let's put this thing together and make one poem. That's it.
This is not just another love song. No. Sometimes I talk to them,
disabilities that I mentioned. So when it comes to you, my baby, girl, you know my love will always, always be true. So what I'm trying to say,
if you're thinking about leaving,
it ain't gonna be today.
Girl, you better pack another bag. I'm going with you.
And I just can't let this thing take your love and walk away.
Listen here. Mr. Moody Black, how'd you like this experience tonight right here on these Honeybee Files?
Man, I'm loving it, man. Of course, you always jam it, but just had the opportunity to express myself, man. I love it.
How you feeling about my first cousin, man, the incomparable Calvin Richardson? You want to see a guy in concert, man, that gives his all, man? There's no one like my cousin Calvin.
Man, I've done a show with him here in Greenville, South Carolina, because he knows he's in North Carolina.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
It's 15 years ago, man. But he's very soulful, bro. I know it's your cousin, man. Salute.
Yeah. Yes, indeed, man. And, of course, all the folks that have been waiting to talk to this man tonight and to do your poetry, the lines are open right here on these O&E stations. We'll go to the first caller tonight. Caller, you're on the line right now with your honeybee. On Wheels of Steel with Moody Black right here on the Honey Bee Files at ONE.
Word. Let's go.
Hello.
Carla? Hey, Carla, how you doing? We hear you loud and clear.
Okay, I'm good. Hey, everybody, it's Jerry Petito.
Hey,
Jerry.
Tonight is off the charts, okay? Your pieces were incredible. Your music was unbelievable, and I wish I could do a piece for you, but again, my voice, I can't, sweetheart. But what?
Well, you know what? Can you do me a favor? We see if we do it. Can you do the piece for the Jerry Petito show?
Okay. All right. Let me go in my office and grab it.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Take your time. Your voice sounds great.
Tonight is off the charts. You guys are incredible, and this is exactly what I needed, and I'm sure many others. So it's beautiful,
indeed.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so I'll go to my office. Let me grab it.
We take your time.
Okay.
As you're doing that, folks all around the world, we want to thank you for calling to the Honeybee Files tonight. I mean, it's very, very apropos to say ONE Dynasty is fantastic. Also, on the 17th of this month, we have 6 great hosts. They're going to be speaking about the life and giving celebration to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., okay? Our 9th celebration, Moody Black, of the legacy and celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Monday, the 17th of January. 9:30 Eastern Standard on these stations. Okay, Jerry, the mic is yours.
Okay, here we go, guys. Thank you. The Jerry Petito Show. Imagine that. I had 5 shows. I can't believe it was me they chose. First Hamilton Radio, then on PANJ. On Vinny's show, I met Rob Bell. I joined with them that day. Doc G started this. It's all because of you, asking me to come along, something I had to do. Brother O watched my shows and said, please come along. If you do, I promise, with me, you can't go wrong. Beverly Nation Online, Talk Show Radio, Make Way. Once you get me started, I'll have so much to say. Brother O informed me my shows are flying high. Now on Damon Network, Damon Looks will reach the sky. I was even named the Jersey Jewel by Brother O. Damn, that's cool. My nickname on the other shows, Jerry the Smartass, because of my logos. Now picked up by My Fifth One, owned by Barb and Steve. Remember Then Radio, all oldies, I believe. Larry Chance and the Earls, their song Remember Then. The station is named after. Now Larry is my friend. I can't believe the call. Good news from me to you. An award out of Germany. My achievements. It's true. You won't believe this. I swear to you it's true. Now a nominee for Hall of Fame along with Brother O. Who knew? In 2019, Hall of Fame, he was voted as DJ to win. To me, it was a no-brainer. Oladell Ngozi's a shoo-in. Now 2 years later, 2021, voted as producer to win, celebrating his enshrinement. Without a doubt, he made it in. Now in December 2021, Lifetime Achievement Award, I'll be awarded. It's done. International Hall of Famers forever enshrined will be. Internet DJ for Brother O, internet radio host for me. The best part of the ceremony, both our children gave a speech on behalf of their parents, proud of all the souls we'd reach. For those who know me and those who don't, to keep me silent, you can't, you won't. My show will be to keep it real on how I see it and how I feel. To tell the truth and expose the lies, get out of the dark, let's open our eyes. If you want to get healthy or learn how to live, just listen to me, then inspiration I give. If addiction's your struggle, no matter which one, I wrote the book on addiction, that battle I've won. I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass, is the title of my book. Check it out, you won't regret the minute you take a look. A lot of info, I sure do know, so tune in and learn stuff on the Jerry Petito Show. There you go, I made it, guys.
I'm glad you didn't say, good night, everybody.
Thank
you for doing the end of her show. Moody Black, how you feel about that? That's something that she's done every single show since June of 2018. How you feel about that poem tonight?
I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
It's a statement of her life story, not only what she's been through, but in, of course, in that radio. So, Jerry, I knew you could do something tonight, and you blessed our show tonight with that. And, you blessed a lot of shows with that poem, and we want to thank you so, so much. Like, giving it the old college try tonight. We love you. Nothing you can do about it.
Love you guys, too. Thank you.
All right. Let me go to the next poet on the dock tonight, Mr. Moody Black, a person who's been waiting so patiently. She is a nominee for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame last year. We hope her to be a nominee this year. She'll be back on the anniversary of Beverly Nation Online Radio, February 4th, 2022. The outstanding and legendary Sister Betsy the Truther tonight.
Oh, man, I love it. This is awesome.
Peace and blessings, brothers.
Hey, Beth.
Hi, you know I got my poem ready.
All right, let's get it.
Before you start, I want
to Michael, you're Sister Bessie.
This poem was done in August 2021.
Okay.
Virus. The meaning of virus is to poison one's soul and mind. A small group is headed to its goal, while the world population become wicked trolls. Religion is at the war front, as racism takes hold of the world to create death and turmoil in droves. The lies are in the billions. A man's hearts have assisted in the great divide. Watch us downslide. Blood, blood, blood all over the earth. Even a child's cries don't have no worth. An empire for the few to destroy 85%. That's the truth. A veil has been placed over man's face. Fire, floods, and storms do they make. A military takeover to lead us into a blood lake. A mandatory vaccine has fooled the lane as we sit in our homes watching the world go insane. Can there be one voice to the heavens? The rage is increasing in a disturbing level. The scientists and universities in America plan this. And if you believe this, and speak on this, you're on the government's hit list. Mandatory vaccines are coming near, and for those that refuse, the FEMA camp is in gear. Distortion from the NWO, one government, one court, one religion. Will be the new system while the world declines in organic wisdom. A parasite has had us for lunch, locked up from the round table bunch. You are their slave animals, that's their label. It doesn't matter about your religion, race, or gender, and high position. Believe me, if you don't become one, you will all be in a world's lynching. Know this, people of the world, you are being used to destroy you and you. And you, under this virus, is to make the world slowly lifeless. I'm telling you, you must get up and fight this. If we don't, the earth will be owned by the rich of the 1%. Get ready. Martial law will be coming with a swiftness. You and your children are owned by the government and the state. Many of you who took this vaccine has sealed the rest of the world's fate. 95% of the world's population will be gone because you didn't listen. Because you listened to the vision lie.
All right, Bessie. All right, you heard what she said. Moody Black, how you feel?
Oh, man, I'm trying to tell you, Miss Bessie, you inspired me last time I heard you. And others thought I'd be hearing about you. I've actually started a poem because of you. I want you to know that. So, yeah, you're great. You're so honored to be in your virtual presence. Lovely. Thank you so much for being you. Thank you, sister.
Thank you, brother. And you are a great poet, too. And I love
Thank
your words. You inspire me as a brother. And I love to hear what my brothers, especially my young brothers, have to say, and my sisters. And we got to speak up as a people. So I thank you for allowing me to have that poem. And I will return to the podcast February the 4th. I also have my first book out, The Heart of Sister Bessie, Bay the Truther, and it's on Amazon. And I thank you both. Peace.
Take care, peace.
Listen, man, you know, I'm glad she's got to come back on. Thank you, Bessie, for getting back to O&E Dynasty. Thank you so much. So we can get down on business and get you nominated again. So that is Sister Bessie the Truther right there. And, of course, what more can we say? A legend. Just like Jared Petito, the Lifetime Achievement Award winner of the Hall of Fame. And then we go into the next caller. And callers, don't be shy, okay? You know, if you don't press one, hey, man, the show ends early. And booty, you just go right back home. All right, caller number 3 on the line right now with your honeybee right here at O&E Dynasty.
Hey, hey, brother. Oh, Moody Black. How y'all doing?
Hey, though.
Introduce yourself to those who don't know. We know.
Oh, this is La Pearl and Negra. You know I'm a fan. I'm really, really enjoyed your pieces, man. You was getting it in and the music. Oh, well, you know you're my favorite DJ, brother. Anyway.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. And, you know, you're talented as well. We're blessed from, you know, the Epiphany Network, guys. You know, outstanding network that does all poetry on a constant basis. So, you know, listen to them as well, okay? There's a lot of, you know, O&E is not just the O&E bread basket, okay? There's a whole lot of yeast out there for you to make bread. So understand, Epiphany Network is an outstanding forum. So, sister,
you
have something for me and Moody Black tonight?
I do. This is something I wrote last night.
All right. Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. In the midst of winter's flow, the embering of leaves fall as fall leaves, tawny hues of the once rich green life that danced with the wind lie huddled on frost-layered soil, pouring in the welcoming of the cold, a time for release. Renewal is coming. Wounds left from blades burned by experience are now just stains of the past, and I am now age's transparent beauty left open for love. True love grows best in soil of emotions passionately expressed. So bless me with your transparency. There's no darkness here, because I am receptive to the truth, and my love will never prick like the thorns of past roses you picked from different gardens. Allow me to comfort you. I want you to love me without fear, because I know that waterfalls that come from the most pain are the ones you see, aren't the ones you see flooding your eyes. They're the hidden ones falling from your heart. Allow me to be your peace in a world that is unkind. Know that the sweetness of my nectar never sours, because God is always at the center of this partnership. So you're safe, your heart is safe with me, because it will always be in his hands. Now, I can't heal you, but I offer you a healthy space to work on it. Release your spirit to the comfort I'll provide, your home, and grow with me. Because not only will I love you with everything in me on your good days, but even harder when you're at your worst, because I'm your number one fan. And that's that piece.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow. Moody, how you
feel? Man, I feel relaxed. You have a soothing voice, but it's so deep.
Thank you.
It's so deep. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, it's always a pleasure for you to come over here. And, you know,
always.
I'm glad you both are on, because I always like to share, and I'm going to do this because it's about my mom and dad, so I don't care about no one's opinions. I always share this song because it means so much to me. It means so much to me. And everybody has their own beliefs, and that's fine. But I'm always going to honor my mother and father. You know, Booty and, of course, La Perla, you know, my mother translated, you know, to a higher existence on February 4th, 2003. I cannot believe, guys, it's almost 19 years since my mommy left this world. And the smell of great breakfast, guys. I thought about that this morning when I was out at the cafe eating. Man, I just gave, you know, thanks to Almighty God and to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to see, you know, that type of providence in my life and having both mom and dad. But I was really, my mom was really on my mom this morning. And, you know, it's crazy, guys, Moody and La Perla. I had to catch myself because people would have saw my tear trace. And before I even ate, you know, I had tears in my eyes of joy, you know, guys. And this song will always be played on this network because it means a lot to me. And I thank La Perla and Negra for coming on this show tonight. Moody, I want you to, you're going to take a trip back to 1977. Little boy in his pajamas, smelling food early in the morning. And this song was played when I woke up. What a great, great, great joy. And I know, Moody, I got beside myself, and I started singing it to tune, but the spirit of my mom was with me, and I just sang out. I'm so glad I found the Lord. And that's just for me. So I know a lot of times people, David, oh, did you do that? Yes, I did, because it was for me. That song was for me tonight, guys. I don't do a lot for me on this network. I do so much for you guys, right? I don't do a lot for me. And so tonight, that was for me, okay? And it is the Honeybee Files, right? So, you know, Moody, how you feel about that tribute to my mother?
That was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. Love it.
And, you know, tonight is all about, you know, an outstanding performance from this man, Mr. Moody Black. And I'm so proud of all the people. I'm proud of Jerry Petito. I'm proud of Sister Best Trooper. I'm proud of LaPerla Negra. I'm proud of the person that's listening right now. Her name is Antonia Best. I'm so proud of her. And she's going to be celebrating 9 years on the radio with us on the 27th of February. Unbelievable how time has flown. And, you know, I look at when we started on February 4th, 2013, which, of course, is the best to come back on that, an outstanding time. I mean, it's amazing how the Creator, the Almighty, has touched us on this radio. And a lot of pitfalls, but a lot of outstanding broadcasting. And, of course, tonight, I got to ask Moody Black his final thoughts tonight. And, of course, you being an intern and a championship-winning intern this week, Mr. Sir. So how you feel about Winnie Dynasty, and how you feel about this show tonight?
Man, it was great. I loved it. I loved the energy you put out, man. This is you as a human being. And, of course, you're a musical connoisseur, and the music you play, bro, is right on point. I love it, and I'm just honored to be a part here. And those who are listening, y'all check me out. Support this network. Support. Show love.
You know, once again, Moody, I got beside myself on the radio, and I sang the song with the O'Neal Twins. I'm so glad I found the Lord. Moody gonna get me for that. But I just had a shout out. You know that you have that syndrome. You're like, I don't care who's on. I don't care how professional it is. That you gotta give glory and honor to God. Hey, I can't apologize for that. You know, but I'll be tickled with that tonight. And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, Moody Black. I'm proud of it. Because something in my spirit, I had to howl that out. I'm so glad I found the Lord tonight. And for you, Moody Black, thank you so much for being part of this Honeybee Files tonight on these O-N-E stations. And, of course, you know, we're off tomorrow. Y'all know that, right? I'll get a chance to get a chance to rest. You know what I mean? My personal Shabbat. But that's okay because on Sunday night, we come right back on these O&E stations. Lord have mercy, right? Miss Chinchilla J, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year for the Class of 2021 and News Forum 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these O&E stations. And, of course, what more can I say? The Damon Network has advertising through O&E, which is on the Dela Ingos Enterprise Research Course at www.lookingglassentertainment.com. WordPress.com as well as Ngozi Primetime on that, Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli Ngozi at Paris and Google Plus. Oladeli and Belay, we're Ngozi at Facebook as well as our business page, Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic Determined and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oladeli. That goes to mygmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer Enshrinee, the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malay, when goes to say goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Moody Black is all that, and another chapter in the Honeybee Files. You know what time it is, because I'm your Superman.
Superman, and I can do anything. You know really love that guy that you made me with, girl. I'm Superman. I don't need your substance because I can see through.
Last ever bullet or a suicide train.